Happy morning! You are listening to One Shot Literature with Miss A, feeding your mind, your heart, and your soul. Miss A is your host for this episode. I am quite anxious because today I am going to talk about how to analyze a literary text. You may find it as a challenging task, but I will help you all throughout because I'm going to discuss this in a light manner so that you can easily absorb. And for sure, you will not be overwhelmed with this topic. Again, today, our focus is analyzing texts through biographical and socio-cultural contexts. Now, I want to share with you the heart of this lesson. So, it is said that to understand and appreciate a literary selection, a reader must understand the significant context in which it was written. So, we have to understand that all literary texts were written by different authors. So, these authors have different background, different culture, society, language, and others. And on the other hand, you, as a reader, you also have different background. You also have different culture, society, language. And this culture, this perspective are also different from the writer and also from other readers of a particular literary text. Now, let us define first what is context. It is said that context refers to background, environment, or setting. Another definition could be the circumstances that surround a given text and help to specify its meaning. Or in other words, context refers to all the possible circumstances that somehow contribute to the meaning of the text. Now, we also have the writer's context. So, the writer's context is knowing about the writer's life, values, assumptions, gender, race, sexual orientation, and the political and economic issues related to the author. So, for example, the writer is a feminist, so it could affect the content of the literary text. Maybe her inclination is about issues of a woman. And then, for example, the writer has political bias. It may also affect the message or the meaning of the literary text. So, that's the writer's context. Now, we also have reader's context. Reader's context is about the reader's previous reading experience, her values, assumptions, political and economic issues. So, your schema or your background knowledge may affect how you understand a literary text. And you have to understand your previous knowledge or your schema are also different from the previous knowledge of other readers. Next is the text context. So the text context is about its publishing history. It is part of the larger text such as newspaper, history, events, translated in it. Because there might be a historical event or a milestone in history that may somehow affect the content of the literary text. That's why you have to ask, when was it published? Like, for example, a poem was published during the Japanese period, and then you have noticed that that particular poem was a revolt against the Japanese and its government. Thank you. sleep. We could use different approaches. These are biographical context, sociocultural context, linguistic context, and critical reading strategies. Now, first, we have biographical context. In your previous English and Filipino classes, maybe your teacher asked you to read first the life of the author before reading his or her literary work. Like, for example, the life of Francisco Baltazar before reading Dorante at Laura, or the life of Jose Rizal before reading Noli Me Tangere or Et Filibusterismo. It's because there might be significant event that happened in the author's life that may affect the content of the literary text. But you have to remember that the characters and situations in the text could represent or similar to the author's life. But do not assume that those characters and those events are true to life. Maybe the writer can manipulate or exaggerate the events as well. But it may represent the author's life. In reading sociocultural context, this is the second one. You will examine the factors that affect the writing of the literary text and how the work was received by the readers during the time it was written. So, reading using the sociocultural context will help you understand the social, economic, political, and cultural forces affecting the work that you are reading. So, you may ask the following questions. What is the relationship between the characters or the speakers in the text and their society? Does the text explicitly address issues of gender, race, or class? Who has the power? Who does not? What is the reason for this setup? How does this story reflect the nation? What does this say about the country and its inhabitants? Who has the economic or social power? Is there an oppression or class struggle? How do the characters overcome this? Does money or finances play a large role in the narrative? What is the prevailing social order? What about the traditions, the customs? Are the characters part of any ethnic group? So, do they belong to one race? Does the story uphold these customs and traditions or question them? So, those are just examples of questions when you are analyzing a text using sociocultural context. You may use several sociological, economic, and cultural perspectives when you are reading using sociocultural context. You may use the perspective of Marxism. So, Marxism focuses on social classes when the characters have to struggle a lot over material things. Because, as you have noticed, there are novels, there are stories in which the characters struggle a lot to have the power, to have material things, to become rich. Another perspective that we could use is feminism. So, feminism, it focuses on the role of women in the society. The character may be empowered or discriminated, especially if the author itself is a feminist. Like, for example, the novel that I have read, A Thousand Splendid Sons by Khaled Hosseini. The main character there is a woman. The setting was in Afghanistan, and it reveals the culture, the society where that character live, actually the character is a Muslim, and the character was basically abused by her husband. It's because she cannot give birth to a son. So at the end of the story, the character was able to kill her husband because of that physical abuse, but it was just a self-defense. And because of their culture, it's a mortal sin to kill or to commit murder, so she was publicly executed. So that's the end of the story. Now, another perspective that you could use when you're analyzing sociocultural context is the queer theory. So, queer meaning unusual. There are stories or novels in which the main character belongs to the third gender, like a gay, a lesbian, or other character or persona. Unusual persona, for example, the main character has a disorder or a certain disease. So we may analyze the text through that queer theory, because sometimes people have different manner or treatment when it comes to the third gender or those people who have unusual characteristics. We can also use the perspective of post-colonialism. It focuses on the changes in the attitude after the colonial period. There could be dependence or independence. As you can see, if you are reading a historical novel, you could analyze, is there any changes when it comes to the attitude of the people after the colonial period? Was there an independence after that colonial period? Or is there a dependence, or the people were still slave from the colonizers? So you may have that thinking when you're analyzing a literary text. But you have to remember, when reading a text or writing a critic through socio-cultural context, you have to set aside your personal or political ideologies. Say, for example, if you greatly believe that boys should only like girls and vice versa, it should not hinder you from analyzing a text using the queer theory. You have to be objective, because your personal ideologies may lead you to overread the text according to what you believe in, even if the text is not related to your political inclinations. You have to do your best to be unbiased when it comes to reading.
It is quite a long discussion, but you may consider this as a valuable lesson, because in studying literature, you are not just reading a literary text. You are also developing your critical thinking skills through analyzing the factors or circumstances that help form the piece of literature. Keep in touch with our next episode, as we will talk about analyzing texts through linguistic and critical reading strategies. Don't forget to tune in to One Shot Literature with Miss A, feeding your mind, your heart, and your soul. Again, this is Miss A. Don't forget that happiness is the mother of all motivation. See you next pod.